Manson, When You're Young and In Love, Nothing Matters. 1967 Caroline classic. I could go on playing that sort of music all day. I used to work on a radio station, just played nothing but oldies. It was great fun. Unfortunately, that didn't last either. It's 12 before 8 o'clock. Good morning, JK. Here's one for you. Vesta Williams, Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
Your name is Dracula. You suck the life right out of me. With a thing called reality. Why did I fall for you? You took my space and made it yours. Now my mind's playing tricks on me. Ooh, too late.
I'm having a dream.
I can't wake up, that's what I keep telling myself. Oh, oh, there's no shame in losing control.
I'm cracking up, that's what the doctors keep telling me.
I keep screaming, once bitten, twice shy. Keep a one open for the bad guy. I keep screaming, once bitten, twice shy. And be suspicious when the moon's high. You're the coldest eye. I feel them staring straight through me. With a hint of intensity.
I just throw that one as a passing thought on a Wednesday morning. Vesta Williams. Wasn't Vesta some sort of goddess of something or other? Packet meals? Minutes to 8 o'clock. Caroline 558 from the North Sea is Simply Red from a couple of years back. And Money's Too Tight to Mention.
Too tight to mention. I can't get an unemployment.
uncle have a dog called Vesta, but you might like to know that my dog is that dog's grandson. We could go on like this for hours. It's fascinating, this canine history. 4 before 8, talking of dogs, this is the Sleaze Bag, and Open Your Heart. This is the Raffles Remix. From Caroline 558 on the travel, there's been light snowfalls overnight in East Anglia. Watch out for slippery conditions in Suffolk and Norfolk on the roads. On the A40M in West London, both lanes are closed on the Marylebone flyover near Paddington, and there are long delays on the diversions. On the M5 in Worcester, continued contraflow between junctions 5 and 6, with only one lane for southbound traffic. And finally on the travel, the M6 in Leicestershire, there are new lane closures between the M1 intersection and junction 1 to Rugby. Forecast for the day, mainly dry but cloudy, with a high of 5 Celsius. On 558 kilohertz, this is Radio Caroline.
Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek magazine.
Good morning, it's 8 o'clock. There's still no word from Beirut about the Church of England special envoy, Mr. Terry Waite, and reports say he has been kidnapped. Mr. Waite hasn't been seen in public for over a week and was locked in talks with Shiite militia and Islamic Jihad. President Reagan has sent 2 American aircraft carriers into the area, and experts believe he might take military action to secure the release of hostages. Police in West Germany have arrested more Arabs in various parts of the country. The men are being held in connection with the kidnapping of two Germans in Beirut. Yesterday, police arrested the brother of Ali Hamadi, who is wanted in connection with the hijacking of an American jet to Beirut in 1985. Abbas Hamadi was seized at Frankfurt Airport after a gun battle with security forces. Police believe the Hamadi family are behind the kidnappings. In the Philippines, 300 rebels still hold a commercial TV station in the capital, Manila. The army chief, Mr. Fidel Ramos, has held talks to the rebel leader, Colonel Oscar Canlas, and asked him to surrender. Colonel Canlas said he was not anti-government, just anti-communist, and thought Mrs. Aquino was failing to deal with the problem. Latest reports say the area around the TV station has been cleared and troops are ready to storm the building. President Reagan says the arms sale to Iran is his one major regret and he accepts full responsibility for the deal. Speaking to a joint session of Congress, Mr. Reagan said his aim was to establish contact with liberal elements in the Iranian government, but the policy had failed. The president also stressed his support for the Contra rebels in Nicaragua and said America must support their cause. At home, Mr. Reagan said both inflation and unemployment were down and the prospects for 1987 were very good. And finally, in India, 25 people have died after drinking bottles of bootleg liquor. The drink made from sugar and called arak was banned last year and is now being made by organized crime groups. Police in Madras are trying to round up the current batch, which contains dangerous chemicals. For Caroline 558, I'm Stuart Clark.
That was Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek, the international news magazine.
Lotto 649. Caroline presents this week's winning 649 numbers.
The winning numbers, drawn on January the 14th, were 4, 21, 23, 33, 34, 36, and the bonus number, 31. The winning numbers on January the 17th were 7, 15, 16, 18, 31, 44, and the bonus number, 46. For lotto prize details, stay tuned to Caroline 558.
Kevin Turner plays your music.
It was me, me, my, my, boom, boom, boom. The highest real smoke in the auditorium. Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown. He's a clown. That's Charlie Brown. Oh, he's gonna get more. This you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Like a fool, got the message.
558 on a Wednesday morning. It is Wednesday, the 28th of January, 1987. Just after 8 minutes past 8 o'clock, one more round of the breakfast show to go through until 9 o'clock. Myself, Young Turner, aboard. Welcome indeed. It's 5 star now out of last year, and Find the Time. Denise Stedman, Lorraine Delroy and Doris. Together, they make up the band 5 Star, Pearson Family. It's 12 after 8, Caroline 558 from the North Sea. Now with a new one from Jean Beauvoir, Missing the Young Days.
Well, the summer's moved pretty fast. As we sit on the doorstep, him telling me he'd run to the corner each morning with this girl. We'll be right back.
from Jean Beauvoir, missing the young days on Caroline 558. It's now 8:16. There was some light snow overnight in East Anglia. If you're driving into work, watch out for slippery conditions in Suffolk and Norfolk this morning on some minor untreated roads. Caroline 558, back in last year, Aretha Franklin. Who's zooming who? Later on this morning, in about 20 minutes' time or so, that'll be with George Michael. At that time, out of last year, the title track to the album, Who is Zooming Who? It's a good question, and it's on Caroline 558. A reminder of our address, maybe you'd like to write, send an early morning dedication that we could do for you. Do give us a good few weeks' notice. Send it off to Radio Caroline, New York, 11518 in the USA. Radio Caroline, New York, 11518 in the USA. Now, swing out, sister, surrender.
Track you forget, don't make. Lying behind a smile, tears for sentiment. Now I've done my time. You fill my head with your opinions. Back to your life, I listen. You're looking for love to take revenge.
10 for Swing Out Sister, and that's the follow-up to Breakout. It's called Surrender on Caroline 558, 8:24 on a Wednesday morning. Let's get back into the 60s. It's the fifth dimension, and Aquarius, let the sun shine in.
Of the world, you
Shoplifters of the world unite. The forecast for the day, mainly dry but cloudy, with a high of 5 degrees.
And the top stories. President Reagan says he made a mistake by selling arms to Iran. And in the Lebanese capital, Beirut, fears grow for the safety of Terry Waite. Details at 9 o'clock.
In the Lotto 649 draw on January the 14th, three people won the first prize of $582,511. There were five winners of the $132,035 second prize. And the third prize of $2,392 was won by 211 people. In the draw on January the 17th, the first prize wasn't won and was carried forward to the next draw. There were three winners of the second prize. They each received $257,442. And 320 people won a third prize of $1,802. You'd look good as a millionaire. Enter Lotto 649 today.
Radio Caroline.
In the Lockdeep Channel, the North Sea winds currently light and variable. The sea is slight. The visibility is good.
We'll be right back.
latest from Alison Moyer is This Love on Caroline 558, 21 before 9 o'clock. A final reminder of the travel news this morning on the A40M in West London. Both lanes are closed on the Marylebone flyover near Paddington, and there are long delays on the diversion. On the M5 in Worcester, there's continued contract flow between junctions 5 and 6 with only one lane open for southbound traffic. And on the M6 in Leicestershire, new lane closures between the M1 intersection and junction 1 to Rugby. That's the travel now out of the 70s. Mott the Hoople with Ian Hunter, all the way from Memphis.
Forgot my six-string razor.
Somehow I'm late to the party. I did.